Last week, the Attorney General asked thousands of private companies to review their security procedures. Ashcroft focused particularly on critical infrastructure industries such as energy, communications, finance, and information technology. Increased corporate security and some increased costs are now taking hold everywhere, from truck stops to mailrooms. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Realty company Cushman & Wakefield provides mailroom management services to about 80 companies around the country. Since anthrax fears began to spread last week, all mail they process gets run through X-ray machines, where Cushman & Wakefield has them, even though the machines can't spot bacteria. Employees are also wearing latex gloves, tossing out junk mail to thin the amount they have to scan, and painstakingly examining every item coming through. In some cases, mailroom staff open the mail before taking it to clients. Steve Salo, Cushman & Wakefield's Director of Facilities Management, says of course delivery is affected.
It slowed it down significantly, but we're playing this at this point on the side of cautiousness. We have not heard too many objections to being a little more thorough in our screening process.
Nor has he heard complaints of extra costs. Mailrooms at a variety of companies are getting extra scrutiny these days, but certain critical industries like energy and communications have also been asked by the federal government to make sure all their facilities are secure. Some companies, like British Petroleum, will say little more than they've stepped up security everywhere. Others say they aren't doing too much differently. A big part of business for electricity giant Exelon is nuclear reactors. Corporate spokesperson Don Kirchhoffner says those are always heavily guarded.
We have checks and balances. We have scanning machines. We have palm prints. We have face ID cards. We have background checks on vendors. That's why the economic impact of increased security is not that great.
Kirchhoffner says there may be slightly higher new security costs for the transmission and distribution parts of Exelon's business, but guard wages, even overtime, he says, is a drop in the bucket of a $15 billion business. In addition, some costs may be readily made up. Right after the September 11th attacks, regulators announced they will let operators of electricity grids and natural gas pipelines pass on new security costs to customers. Makers and distributors of explosive materials like fertilizers expect to pass on costs, too. Shorty Whittington owns Grammer Industries, a hazardous materials trucking company that delivers about 25,000 loads a year. He says one customer now wants two drivers on every trip over 10 hours. Even little security changes can add up.
We've got one company now that we're adding three extra pieces of paper on shipments, which doesn't seem like a lot, but in this particular account, we're delivering about 30 loads a week, and we're spending 15 minutes extra for each load. I don't know what those numbers are, 30 times 15. You're looking at 450 minutes a week. Where do we make that up at?
In another sector, some telecom and IT companies say their networks were already more secure thanks to preparations made for possible terror attacks at the rollover to the year 2000. Analyst David Hoover of the Precursor Group says general economic pressures will likely mean few major changes now.
They want to basically make sure there's redundancy, you know, backup, disaster recovery, security, off-site storage. But I think overall we're not going to see too much spending on capital outlays.
Some technology companies will earn more from increased security as other industries spend money on decentralizing their data networks or on buying new systems to keep an electronic eye on things. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.